This week, a top NFL prospect angered some Browns fans with comments he made about clamoring to play for another team. Texas A&M defensive end Myles Garrett is considered a likely number one pick in April's NFL draft, a pick owned by the Browns. In an ESPN video, Garrett pleaded with Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones to make a trade for him. He later said he was joking. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, this underscores why the NFL has a draft.
Suppose Myles Garrett were considered the top law student coming out of Harvard. He wouldn't go into a draft, would he?
No.
I mean, he would be sorting through offers from New York and Dallas and Los Angeles and San Francisco and anywhere else he wanted to go. And then how would he figure out where he's going to go? Who picks? He picks.
Yeah.
He is not picked. He is not drafted. If you think about this, Amanda, the only area where really you see drafts is where?
In sports.
Exactly.
Why?
That is the question people have been asking. It's been with us for so long.
If Myles Garrett wants to go play with the Cowboys, let him go. Why not?
A couple of my friends who are sports attorneys, by the way, say it ought to be that way.
Okay.
Of course, because it'd be great for Myles Garrett and great for the sports attorneys because they'd have a bidding war of all these teams. It'd be the ultimate form of free agency.
Right.
But it started back in the old days of the NBA and the NFL. They had drafts first. And the reason being, they didn't want to have a bidding war for these kids coming out of college. So the teams collectively came together and said, this is how we're going to do it. And then they put out rules like Amanda's coming out of Ohio State. And Amanda is picked by the Pittsburgh Steelers in the third round. And Amanda has one choice to play in the NFL. Pittsburgh or nothing.
That's it.
That's it. Basically, the worse you are during the regular season, the higher your picks, so that should even it out. On an economic issue, it's perfect because Amanda's only got one team to negotiate with. So that's why the draft came into being. Then, when players organized and had a union, then it's always been kind of worked in as part of the way they do business and giving them NFL draft and they get, you know, pension funds or whatever.
So do you like the draft?
Yeah, I do. How's that?
Why? Because it allows the team, a team like the Browns, 1-15 to get the best player?
And also, it kind of creates an orderly way of funneling talent into there. Baseball was the last sport to bring in a draft for amateur players. Came in 1965. The Yankees, who were so powerful in the 40s, 50s, early 60s, that's when they really dominated. That was before there was a draft. The Yankees were in New York, were making the most money. And so if Amanda were a really good high school player, say at Rittman High School, somewhere small like that, or even if she were at, you know, Akron Central Howard, the teams would all come in. And it was kind of like a free agency bid. But the Yankees continually outspent everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That was a term back in the old days. It was called the bonus baby.
Okay.
You know, he got more money than somebody else. But baseball in 1965 brought in their own amateur draft, and it works the same way. But it's just one of those things where I was listening to Myles Garrett's thing, and it was, you know, half facetious, but I'm sure he'd like to play in Dallas.
Sure.
But I'm thinking, actually, if he weren't about any other endeavor but athletics, he could. But guess what? I'm glad sports aren't that way because everybody would be playing in Dallas or everybody would be playing in New York and nobody would want to play in Cleveland. Football's outside. Myles Garrett wants to play in warm weather. But if he gets drafted by the Browns or the Bears, too bad. He better pack a winter coat.
Well, Myles Garrett, though, rubbed some Browns fans the wrong way with this.
We have a very inferiority complex here in Northeast Ohio. What do you mean you don't want to play for us? Because down deep, you realize there's a lot of people that don't want to play in this area.
So the draft in this case is going to favor the Browns, 1-15. Not an attractive team for a prospective top pick, but hey, they have the number one pick.
And the number 12 pick. And the number 33 pick. And many, many other picks, Amanda.
We could go on and on.
You just keep picking, and you hope after a while you just get some right. And I guess if Myles Garrett really wanted to, you know, continue his career, go to law school, become the top attorney in the country, and you could work in Dallas.
Yeah, go back to Dallas and make a good career there.
But my feeling is, since he'll probably get about a $15 million guaranteed contract to start, he probably didn't make the right career choice for him.
Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.